Panthers Radio in association with Zionomics. I'm joined by the Panthers forward, Mike Hammond. Mike, we're just sitting on one of the benches here in a very quiet Motorpoint Arena, getting ready for playoff finals weekend. I'm sure you've heard a lot about it. How are you feeling about being a part of the biggest weekend of the UK season?
Oh, it's exciting. I mean, it's been a pretty big buzz around here, buzz in the city. It was just good seeing last week how loud the fans were, so it's, going forward, it's going to be... You know, it's going to be much better than that, and which is crazy because it was really loud last weekend.
Just about the format, you're looking forward to that sort of, it's winner takes all, isn't it? Not like a playoff series with seven games. You got to do it all again on Saturday and then win that. You'd have to do it all again on Sunday. Do you look forward to those pressure moments?
Oh, of course. I mean, everybody plays for those moments, right? So, yeah, it's a different format, but you just got to piece together a 60-minute game, and we've been preparing all week for that, so we're looking forward to it.
How much do you think it will be useful that this is your home ice? You obviously won't have the home fans in the attendance that you normally would because it's a showpiece weekend, but there's probably a lot to be said that you can wake up in your own bed and be in your familiar surroundings.
No, exactly. I think it's an advantage, but all teams are going to bring their fans, so I think that side of things... it won't help too much, but yeah, just waking up in your own bed, being familiar with being in the dressing room, stuff like that, it's gonna waste a little bit of an advantage, but I think when the puck drops, it's just like any other game, right? So,
just talking about the weekend just gone, a lot of people were talking to me about how good you were in the first leg, particularly against Guildford. In many ways, you know, do you think it was a game that was in your minds for quite a few weeks because the league season had gone, this was on the horizon? I guess what I'm trying to say is you guys have been waiting for that game for a long time.
Yeah, it was, after clinching, it was kind of a dragged out process of just waiting for the playoffs to start. So we were definitely excited for the playoffs to get started. And I think it showed when we came out Saturday night. Like I said, the building was really loud, which helped us. And yeah, it's always an exciting time of the year when you're actually playing for something. So. Always helps.
And how much do you think you set that tone in the first period and into the second period? Because as you mentioned, you came out strong. Guys were throwing themselves in front of pucks. You know, guys who got the shots on goal were clinical. You had that 4-goal lead. Do you think you set that tone early on in that game?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you can see we're playing for each other. We're sacrificing. We've been through a lot together this year, you know, a lot of ups, a lot of downs. So it's good to see right now that we're rallying. The fans are sticking behind us, so it's been good.
Well, you say sticking behind you and you say sticking together. Not many people will know this, but on Sunday you got off your sick bed to play the game. You were unwell Saturday night going into Sunday. Just talk me through, how did you find Sunday? Because I know it was touch and go, but you got yourself up and came to the rink and played.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a tough week. That night in particular was really, really hard, but it wasn't going to be a game I was going to miss. We've been through a lot together this year. Do or die, I was going to be there. But like I said, the storylines, how we're rallying together, we could have folded after 3-0 down, but not only did we stick together, our fans stuck behind us. Whoever traveled to that game was a part of that win. So, yeah, that's the storyline, I think, just how we're rallying together and everyone's doing their part to help this team win.
Brilliant. Great words, Hammy. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you.